to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk, reading out of 1 Samuel chapter 20 this morning. And so 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 1, then David fled from Nathan and Ramoth and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What is my guilt? And what is my sin before your father that he seeks my life?" I'm wondering if David now is starting to think about, I don't know if I really like this lion and bear story. I don't think I really like being the guy that killed Goliath. Now I'm a guy that's walking around and the king wants me dead. And he comes to a place, I think the little phrase that stood out to me is, what is my sin? What is something that I have done wrong? And now there's going to be consequences to that sin. Now I realize David didn't have the word of God like you and I have. David didn't have the Holy Spirit that indwelled him. It came upon him, but he didn't have the indwelling Holy Spirit. That didn't take place until Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And so what's interesting for me, and probably it is the same thing as for you, there are times that we say, well, why am I being punished? Or what is the bad thing has happened, and we automatically think it's a sin thing. What sin have I committed because this has happened? And so this morning, as you think about where you are today, I have a couple of questions for you. First question, what scripture would you turn to remind you that God is in control? What scripture would you turn to remind you that God is in control? I realize today that all of us might not be asking God, what is my sin? But we're probably saying, God, why is this happening? What about this? So I just want to take you to a passage of scripture, Psalm 90. Lord, you are my dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you ever had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And then verse 12, it says, so teach us to number our days that we may have a great heart of wisdom, a great heart of wisdom. My second question for you this morning is, what scripture would you turn to remind you that you're supposed to grow? What passage of scripture would you turn to that reminds you the word of God is calling you to grow, not calling us so much to question, not calling so much to doubt, but causing us to grow. I was reminded of this prayer in John chapter 17. I'm not going to read the whole high priestly prayer, but there's this couple verses that I want to just pull out for you and be able to let you see and look at or think about as you go about today. Verse 16. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. So Jesus is praying for you, not to take you out of the world, but to keep you in the world. You know, neat little phrase there. Hopefully that'll be a phrase or the passage that you would be reminded that you're encouraged to grow. Probably what most of us would be thinking is the James chapter 1 passage. Do not be deceived, my brothers. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth, by the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creation. Know this, brothers, that every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And what are we supposed to do with the implanted word? Be doers of the scriptures. And so I realize today that some of us can be struggling with what is my sin, and there are going to be consequences to sin, and so now we have to walk through those consequences. There's another side of us, and I don't think, which is true in David's case, David hadn't sinned. David hadn't done anything wrong, but God had a plan to mold and shape David's heart, and part of that plan was for Saul to kill him or try to kill him. And so David's thinking it's a sin issue. God's thinking it's a growth issue. It's a dependence issue. It's a maturity issue. And so today, as you get ready to battle, beware of your sin, confess your sin. But just because something bad has happened to you, it's probably not a sin thing. It's most likely the creator of heaven and earth, before the worlds began person, his name is God, has a plan for your heart and soul. And he wants you to run to him. He wants you to continue to develop and grow. You know, the last verse you probably hear a lot, you've heard a lot at funerals, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. What does the shepherd want to do? The shepherd wants to restore your soul. Will we be willing to be shepherded today? So Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to have this Let's Talk ministry. But Lord, would you just speak loudly and clearly through your word that would just impact our lives, not something that we would even just know about, but something that would be radically powerful to change us from the inside out. And so we love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.